Welcome to the Morning Manifestor podcast, a podcast for young adults looking to ditch the poor college student mentality, throw their labels and limitations out the window, and seek for more. I'm your host and manifestation life coach, Miranda Smith, and I'm here to help you reach your highest potential through action, mindset, and faith. Thanks again for joining me. Now let's begin.
Hi, everyone. Greetings and salutations. Hello. Happy winter semester being over. Hooray. That's a big win for me. Happy news. It's been a mo since I've been on here. So deepest apologies for that. But here I am after the semester, and I'm so very happy. I'm kind of tired, honestly. But I've just been working a lot, but that's okay. I'm here and I'm excited to be talking to you today. Oh, did I do an introduction? This is the Morning Manifestor podcast with Miranda Smith, me, your host. You know, I probably don't need to say that each time. I probably still will, but I mean, if you don't know what podcast this is, then just look at the podcast cover. And if you don't know who I am, then look at the podcast cover. Anyway, excited to talk to you today. I was going to talk about boundaries, which I still kind of am, but I'll touch more on those in a later episode because I first need to talk about a foundational concept of boundaries, which might sound kind of weird, but I really believe that there are some fundamental things everyone needs to know before they decide to set boundaries with certain people. Before anyone decides to set boundaries, they, you, me, we need to understand what is already within our control and our power. So today is all about understanding and articulating what is ours to control and what is not ours to control. Because throughout the course of this semester, I've just been noticing a lot between different relationships in my life, lots of people getting upset and offended at things that don't always make sense because the offender, the quote offender, had every right to do what they did. I don't know. I don't want to dig myself in a hole here, so let me just go into what I was going to say. But this is, I'm really excited to talk about this. So I'm just going to get right to the point. We are in control of our own feelings. You are in control of your own feelings. Everyone is. We are. We're in control. We can decide for ourselves whether or not we are bothered by something. Nothing that someone does can change how we feel. Sometimes it really doesn't feel that way because some people are just so darn irritating and do so many irrational things that just drive us crazy, and I can't possibly choose to not feel annoyed by them. Sometimes it is really hard, but nonetheless, what I say is true. I've been working on this for several years, many a years, and now this concept finally feels true for me. I'm really good at staying in control of my emotions because I know that they don't have to fluctuate based on my interactions with others. I know that I am the one in control, and what amazing news is this. This is wonderful news because it means that you are always in the driver's seat and you don't have to be a victim to your circumstances. And when you know and understand that, you can still maintain control and composure no matter what happens. Even if, you know, crap hits the fan in your life, you can still be the captain of your own ship. And like I said, I really wanted to talk about this today because I'm just kind of sick of hearing so many people get offended by the choices of others. Because listen, everyone has a right to say and do what they want. You know, unless they're committing heinous crimes, that's not so good. But if you are choosing to feel a certain way based on other people and their choices and how they treat you, then you are stuck in a cycle that will drive you batty because you are at the mercy of everyone else, which sucks. Okay, God gave everyone agency and freedom of choice, so use it. Use it and choose to not be miserable based on what someone else does, okay? That's their life. And you, my friend, have better things to do than to choose to worry about and be hurt by the actions of someone else, right? Now, just because we know this doesn't mean that it's easy to not take things personally all the time. Like sometimes people say things to me that hurt my feelings. And even though I consciously know and understand that they have every right to say those things, you know, I'm still human and my feelings still get hurt. But that's where self-coaching comes in. When that happens to me, I just have to coach myself through that hurt feeling instead of lashing out and getting angry at the person and being offended. Coaching myself through my hurt feelings is me staying in control of what I have control over. It's me staying in control of the controllable for me. Me lashing out at them and being offended at their words, that's me doing two things. Number one, I'm choosing to remain a victim to someone else. And number two, I'm trying to control what I don't have control over, like the opinions and words of others. I don't have control over that, but I do have control over myself and my feelings. And I can choose to not be offended because all circumstances are neutral. They really are. It's just humans that label them as good or bad. So, okay, it's possible that you're wondering, well, then, Miranda, does that mean that I just have to keep my mouth shut all of the time and just tough it up when someone says or does something that I don't like? And not necessarily. Something that can help you with this is giving yourself choices. And I do this all the time with myself. And what that means is thinking about all of the ways you can react in a certain situation. So, like, when I'm in a tough sitch and something bad or difficult has happened to me, before I react in any way, I take a step back and I look at my options for how I can respond in this sitch, which is short for situation, if you haven't picked up on that already. For example, last year I went to my friend's bridal shower and it was in the morning. So for food, they had this like beautiful, delicious breakfast buffet thing. It was so good. And so after I got my food, I sat down and I took a picture of this beautiful spread and put it on my Instagram story, as you do. And a couple hours later, somebody swiped up on it and like an old friend and DM'd me a comment about my plate that came across rather hurtful to me. It was something joking. Like they said, like, oh, watch out for diabetes or something that I can't exactly remember. I don't know. But it had something to do with diabetes, and I do know that. And I chose to be hurt by that comment, and that's an understatement. I was actually pretty upset. This person has said stuff about me and my food intake in the past, and it didn't feel good then either. And my initial reaction was anger, and I thought, what the heck? Why on earth would they say that to me? Like me, who has been through hell and back with my relationship to food, let alone anyone. Like, I could not understand what was compelling them to say this and why they would say it unless they wanted to hurt me. So I almost sent them back a message saying something like, what the is your problem? That was so rude. I can't believe that you'd say that, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't. I took a breath and instead I thought about my alternative options of responding, which were, number one, blow a fuse and get angry at them in the heat of the moment and not having control over myself, which is not the best option. Number two, I could ignore the comment, very viable option. And number three, I could calmly tell them that I didn't like what they said and I was feeling hurt. I decided to go with number three because I didn't want this to be a continual problem. And so I messaged them I messaged them that, and I was like, hey, I mean, you probably didn't realize this. I always wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, but what you said really hurt me and it made me upset. And then later they responded, oh, I'm really sorry. I didn't even think about how that could be hurtful. And now, while I don't super understand how this person thought it was a good idea or like a funny idea to make that comment, I at least understood after sending them that message that they really didn't want to be hurtful and that they were just not thinking when they sent it. So I accepted the apology and we moved on with our lives and it was great. Which, okay, BT dubs, I just want to say that that's another reason why mindfulness is so important, because when you are mindful, you increase the gap between stimulus and response, meaning because I was practicing mindfulness, I was able to stop myself from sending the first angry message that popped into my head, which if I had sent it would have resulted in probably an awkward interaction that would have ended in both of us probably being more angry. And anyway, okay, more on mindfulness in another episode, because heaven knows I digress. I think it's also important to understand when we are and are not justified in our communication, in our communications with others, because there are some instances in which someone might do something to you that you find annoying, but there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. For example, maybe you have like a roommate that doesn't, or that does laundry differently than you do it. I don't know. And for whatever reason, it bothers you. But I mean, that roommate isn't doing anything wrong, you know? Like, they're not hurting you in any way by doing their laundry the way they're doing it. They have every right to do their laundry how they want to do their laundry. And in instances like this, I think it's very reasonable to choose to ignore that and to try to let it roll off your shoulders and not to mention your annoyance to them, and instead just work on not letting it bother you. But if you had like a roommate who was super messy and never did their dishes and just allowed them to stack up and get gross, and it drives you crazy and it drives your other roommates crazy, then I think you have every right to calmly ask them to be better about their dishes. Because even though you could choose not to be upset by them and let it roll off your shoulders, that's fine. But it's affecting other people too. It's affecting your other roommates who also want a clean kitchen. And it's a perfectly rational thing to ask someone to do better about doing their dishes. No, you get it? This kind of makes sense. That's how I see it. That, I mean, and in conclusion, kind of wrapping it up, it's kind of a quicker one today. Whew. I don't want to make this seem so black and white. Like, there are no rules. Like, you will communicate what you will, how you will. I'm just saying that this is what has helped me feel more in control and less insane. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, with that, that's all I got today. I'm obviously very tired. Don't even know why. I got a decent amount of sleep last night. But anyway, I hope this was helpful. Again, I don't want to instill any black and white thinking. There are no rules. Coaching is an art, not a science. It's different for everybody, which is kind of the beauty of it all. Like, not everyone is the same and fits the same mold. Like, do this and you will be like this. But for the most part, following these like guidelines and understanding what is yours to control and what is not yours to control, it helps me feel less crazy and helps me to really stay in my power. I'm all about staying in the power. Snaps for staying in the power. If I could snap. It's not super loud. Anyway, that's all I have today. Hopefully I'll be back soon. But thanks for tuning in. And peace out, Boy Scout. Thanks. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. If you loved what you heard, then I'd so appreciate it if you left me an iTunes review. For more tips and inspiration, come give me a follow on Instagram at miranda.smith.99. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll catch you next time.